you're a citrus grower up there in Volusia County.
That's right. I grow citrus and actually floral greens in Volusia County.
You have about 60 acres of citrus. What do you grow?
Yes, sir. We have 60 acres. I've got a block of Hamlins and a block of Valencias. And we have some acres of navels, grapefruit, and tangerines for a small packing line that we operate in Pearson.
You're one of the northernmost citrus growers in Florida. You've managed to stay alive up there.
That's true. We're fortunate to be in a position that's a little bit favored by the fact that we're southeast of Lake George, and we also have a good supply of surface and well water to help protect our trees in the winter.
You're at this pomegranate meeting. Tell us why.
Well, I'm looking at pomegranates as an alternative crop. They have a little more cold hardiness than citrus, but otherwise their cultural requirements are similar. And they're a crop that seems to be generating a lot of interest, a food that I like myself personally. And I just enjoy the prospect of growing another crop along with citrus that helps us diversify a little bit and distribute our risk a little bit, and it just it contributes to the interest of our farming activities.
Do you envision them being similar to citrus to grow?
I hope so. I'm a little concerned about fungal maladies. I think some of the cultural requirements may be a little more intensive, but as far as irrigating and weed control, in most cultural practices, I think we'll be able to treat them much as we treat our citrus groves.
How much do you think you'll try?
Well, I actually have about an acre and a half in the ground right now, and we'll see how they do. And I've only planted one variety, the wonderful cultivar that is familiar from California. And I'm interested also in giving a couple of other varieties a try.
How are you going to market these pomegranates, and are you going to grow for juice, fruit, or what?
That's a great question. We don't have the infrastructure for producing juice in Florida, of course, and I don't know when or if that's going to develop. So my thought initially is that I will be selling for fresh fruit consumption. We do at present market from our small packing line. We do market to citrus fruit dealers around Florida. So I'm hoping that we can pursue some of those same lines of distributions with our pomegranates.
Any other thoughts you'd share with other citrus growers possibly considering pomegranates?
I don't have enough experience to recommend pomegranates to other citrus growers yet, but I would certainly say that's an avenue worth considering.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.